Welcome to Podcast Ed, the podcast of RedefinedOnline.org, covering the stories behind the new definition of public education. On this episode, Redefined senior writer Lisa Bowie talks to Marie Echevarria of Orlando. Marie is a district high school teacher of English language learners and an education choice mom whose 9-year-old son attends a Catholic school. Marie explains her struggle as a single mother working multiple jobs to afford private school tuition, and how Florida's recent expansion of eligibility for education choice scholarships makes a major impact on her family's life. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the episode.
Today we have with us Marie Echevarria of Orlando. She's the single mom of an adorable 9-year-old and a public school teacher who recently became eligible for a K-12 state scholarship program. Welcome, Marie.
Hello, Lisa. Hi.
Let's find out a little bit more about you and Eddie Joe. What grade's he in? Where does he go to school? And what does he enjoy studying?
Eddie Joe, he's going to fourth grade right now. He's enrolled in St. Charles Borromeo Catholic School here in Orlando, and he enjoys, of course, arts, music. He enjoys math, and he's a very happy kid. I think he enjoys every single class, and especially he loves being at school with his friends and the school atmosphere.
When it came time to send him to school, what factors did you consider, and how did you reach your decision to send him to the school he attends?
When we moved here from Puerto Rico, and I was looking for a place that he and I can feel safe, and also we're Catholic, and we practice Catholicism, and we were looking for a place that we can get together our faith, and we can practice our faith, and we can feel safe in the environment. So I was looking for a place that we can feel welcomed, we can feel like a family, because we were having a rough beginning in our life. And also I was looking for a place that it was closer to my job. I love the school environment, his school environment. It's very welcoming, very life-involving, family, caring. And they really know him from since he was in pre-K. They know my parents. My parents have been involved in the parish as well. And that's why I took the decision to enroll him there.
You're in an interesting position because you're a public school teacher. Yes. I understand you teach high school.
Yes, ma'am. I teach high school. I teach 9th through 12th grade. I'm an ESOL compliance teacher. I take care of all the immigrants all over the world. I'm very happy for my position and the school that I am working at. I work at Edgewater High School. I'm very proud to be an Eagle.
What did your employer say, if anything, about the fact that you, as a public school teacher, chose to put your son in a private school?
At the beginning, the principal was also like questioning me about why I didn't enroll Eddie Joe in a public school. But he understood my personal situation of being a domestic violent victim, and that's why he was like completely convinced that scenario was the best for Eddie Joe and me, for my mental tranquility and mental health, and that's why he understood. Also, I had other colleagues that had their kids in there enrolled in St. Charles Borromeo. And they even told me that the school was perfect, that the school was excellent. And it was going to be a really good fit for me and for Eddie Joe.
Mm-hmm. What, if you don't mind my asking, is the annual tuition there?
I am paying It's around 9,000 through between 9,000 and 10,000 because I'm a parishioner. I practice in that parish. We get a small discount because of that. It lowers a little bit to 8,000. And the same parish give me a little discount. And because of that, of course, I have to pay the most of the tuition in there. That, wow, I really struggle to pay it. And that's why sometimes I have to have extra part-time jobs, sometimes two, sometimes three.
Wow. Did you not qualify for a school choice scholarship?
Not before the step up that the governor now offered to us. Not before because the salary I was obtaining, it was a little bit like a couple thousands ahead of more than the limit it was offered.
Wow. So you just missed it. You were just over the line.
Yeah. Yes.
So what other jobs did you have to take? What did you do to be able to make that payment?
Well, on top of my busy agenda, I was tutoring a 42-year-old girl, Down syndrome. She wanted to learn how to read. And I took that precious challenge. And I love also teaching ESE kids. And that was a mission of love. And at the same time, it was a part-time that I proudly took. On top of that, sometimes I was teaching English, of course. I was teaching some English to immigrants. And I was part of this company, Chinese company, 5-1 Talk. And the base was in China. And I was working night hours. Means that I was waking up at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock at night. I was working 5-hour shifts. And sometimes I was finishing my shifts at 5 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning. And then I was getting ready to go to school the next day.
How did you get by on such a tiny bit of sleep?
I don't know. The only thing I remember is that sometimes I was completely lost about times and days. And my kids were so kind. And my kids knew I'm telling you about my kids because I call my students my kids because I tell them they're my kids because I take care of them. And we have a really beautiful relationship of teaching and love and caring and growing together.
What were the other trade-offs for spending all that time doing those extra jobs? What were the trade-offs, especially at home?
The days that I was working, I was sometimes like losing time with Eddie Joe, seeing him grown up because I was like, I don't know, I was like losing time and I was not concentrated on him. And when the time I was having my free time, I was getting asleep in every corner. Wow, it was hard. My parents, the poor kiddos were like taking care of him. And it really was heartbreaking. But it was extra money that it was very useful to pay tuition.
When did you find out that the law had changed and that you would now qualify for a scholarship?
I was working from home due to the pandemic. I went one day to pick up some material for Eddie Joe at school at St. Charles, and his principal, Mr. Nadu, called me aside and he told me that this was happening. And he explained it to me, and he looked at me and he was like explaining to me everything. And I was pitch black. I was not getting any word because I was asleep. I was looking at him, but I was asleep. And he asked me, like, are you getting what I'm telling you? I'm like, no. And he was like, are you okay? I'm like, no, I was working last night. And he was like, I'm so sorry. Do you want me to call you later? I'm like, no. Tell me again. So he repeated everything to me. And as soon as he finished, like, the last two sentences, I started crying. Because then I realized that I was able to probably be enrolled and I was probably being able to benefit from the new law. And he was like, but why are you crying? And he was like, oh my God, finally, dear Lord, thank you. Finally, I will be able to stop working in the night. And it was a fresh gasp of air. And really, I felt so relieved. It was a beautiful day to me. It was beautiful, really. I still have like trouble speaking and telling you the emotion as I felt that day. It was beautiful. That's the only thing I can say.
What did Eddie Joe say when you told him?
He started crying for joy. He started jumping. And he told me, Mama, now you can buy me ice cream, Mama. And I'm like, yes, honey. And he was like, Mama, with sprinkles? And I'm like, yes, honey, with sprinkles. And he was ecstatic. That's the only way I can say that I can describe him. So that night, we had a mother-son night. We had a movie night. We had some popcorn. And we had the best night ever because we had this peace. We felt this peace of now we can do this more often. Now we're gonna have more time to spend together. And he hugged me, he grabbed my arm, and he said, now I'm gonna be having Mama by my side more often. And that is the world to me.
What a sweet story.
Yeah, that made me cry. And we were watching the Minions, and he was like so happy, and I was crying the whole movie. And my mom was like crying, and my dad was crying, and he was so happy. And then he was like, but why everybody's crying and I'm so happy? And I'm like, Mom, well, honey, because now it's gonna be a new beginning for us. Now we're gonna be having more time together. And when the movie ended, I went to my mom's bed and I lay by her side. And no, we were able to sit down and talk. And she was playing with my hair. And she was like, wow, how long has been? And I'm like, Mom, 7 years. And Mom was like, oh my God, I'm gonna. Mom, could you please stop crying? Could you please? And she's like, why? I'm like, because I'm gonna start crying too.
Plan to always keep Eddie Joe at a private school until graduation, or is this something you're going to reassess at certain stages, such as during transitions to middle or high school?
Well, the beginning when we enrolled him, I'm talking, and again, I made the disclaimer of we, of my parents and I, because we're a family, and I consider this as a family. You know, not a regular family of mom, dad, and the kids. It's his grandparents, mom, and kid. We thought about having him until eighth grade, but now Eddie Joe is so happy on his school. He feels like his friends are his brothers and sisters. Teachers are like family. He feels like at home at St. Charles River Mayo. That we believe that we're gonna stay there. Mm-hmm. And Mom will continue working, and hopefully Governor DeSantis will stay there, or the law will continue be in effect for many years, so he can continue being there and he can continue shining right now he's a first honor student, and he can continue being like that until he graduates from high school.
Wow.
Yes.
So what advice do you have for other parents, especially your colleagues in teaching who may be trying to decide on a school for their children?
If I can, well, every situation is different. I will take my time, even if they're 2-year-old, 3-year-olds, I will go around and check on my kids' strengths and weaknesses, because we also have to check on their weaknesses, and check around on schools. If they can take in consideration their faith or their preferences over X or J, it doesn't matter if it's over faith, and they can check and they can listen to other parents and look for a school that suits their preferences. Again, I repeat that, I'm sorry, and their beliefs, and where they feel safe, and where they feel, and where they have this familiar atmosphere, friendly atmosphere. I will say that they should go for it. Probably they can find a public school, the perfect fit for them. I don't blame them. On the contrary, because I'm a public school teacher, I don't blame them. I congratulate them for giving us, the other teachers, my colleagues, their confidence, for giving us their kids' lives to us to teach them, because there are many, many colleagues that are perfect, excellent educators. And we also find excellent educators in private schools, but it depends on their preferences and the environments and what they're looking for. So it's up to their parents.